Fool's Gold may turn out to be golden.
That story and more on H2O Radio's weekly news report. I'm Jamie Sudler.
I'm Franny Halperin, and it's This Week in Water.
Earth Day, April 22nd, has become one of the largest secular events on the planet, with over 1 billion people now celebrating.
In tune with that day, the Biden administration took steps last week to protect the Alaskan wilderness, making 13 million acres off limits to oil drilling and mineral mining. The area is home to diverse wildlife like caribou, walrus, migratory birds, polar bears, and brown bears.
The administration also indicated that it would not approve a road in the Alaskan wilderness for a mining company to access copper and zinc.
Additionally, the Bureau of Land Management completed a regulation that will put conservation on a more equal footing with oil drilling, grazing, and extractive industries.
The rule will allow conservationists to lease federal lands to restore them, similar to how oil companies use leases to drill. Republicans criticized the move, saying it was an effort to exclude oil, mining, and agriculture.
Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports the White House is discussing a potential declaration of a national climate emergency. The unprecedented move could allow the government to curtail crude oil exports, suspend offshore drilling, and curb greenhouse gas emissions.
In other actions by the federal government, last week the EPA issued a rule that, for the first time ever, would force those who use and manufacture so-called forever chemicals to clean them up from the environment.
The agency classified PFOA and PFOS as hazardous substances under the federal Superfund law that makes polluters pay to eliminate contamination threats to public health.
PFOS chemicals are linked to human health issues and have spread into the air, waters, and soils where they don't break down.
About 2 weeks ago, the EPA issued standards for drinking water providers that required them to remove the compounds. Now, those who created the problem in the first place can be on the hook for the contamination they caused.
A spokesperson for 3M, one maker of the compounds, told the Washington Post that the company is on schedule to end all PFOS manufacturing by the end of next year, and it is committed to comply with laws and regulations. However, a representative of the American Chemistry Council said his trade group strongly opposes the EPA's listing of the compounds as hazardous.
The federal government may also be on the hook for cleanup costs, as the Department of Defense has used firefighting foam with PFOS chemicals for decades.
Bumblebees are crucial pollinators in ecosystems worldwide, but many are threatened by habitat fragmentation, pesticides, and disease.
Another looming threat is climate change, which is causing excessive heat that can stress the insects. Also, climate-driven extreme storms can lead to floods, which can drown queen bees when they're hibernating underground. Or so we thought.
Researchers at the University of Guelph in Canada were studying overwintering bumblebees when a lab accident flooded containers that some queens were living in.
Luckily, the bees were still alive, and from the mishap, the team decided to study how long queens could survive underwater and found they could endure up to 7 days.
They believe the insects are in diapause, a dormant period with reduced oxygen intake where, if need be, the bees can live off trapped air bubbles on the surface of their bodies.
The queens typically know to choose places away from streams or high humidity to overwinter, but this finding is reassuring that they can survive in current locations even as global warming makes conditions more severe. And finally, the most common mineral mistaken for gold is pyrite. With its brassy color and metallic luster, it's often called fool's gold, a term that connotes a shiny but worthless commodity. But according to new research, pyrite may turn out to be golden.
Researchers at West Virginia University were looking at possible ways to use waste streams from mining or from oil and gas drilling in the Appalachian Basin. They discovered that pyrite in the region's shale contains lithium, the new gold when it comes to renewable energy.
Lithium is in high demand as the need for batteries and everything from EVs to iPhones grows. The presence of lithium in shale rock is unheard of, the team said, and could lead to more sustainable ways to harvest the element.
Currently, the development of lithium-ion batteries has a financial, social, and environmental cost, where mining for the rare earth element uses large amounts of water and can contaminate supplies.
Pyrite is commonly occurring and is rich in sulfur. Many companies and researchers have already been studying whether more cost-effective and environmentally friendly lithium sulfur batteries could replace lithium-ion ones.
This new discovery could offer an option that doesn't require any new mines. If so, it would be a bit ironic that using waste from mining or oil and gas extraction could unearth the very mineral that could help end the run of fossil fuels.
Support for This Week in Water comes from GC Green, a woman and veteran-owned renewable energy project developer serving tribal and disadvantaged communities. Learn more at gcgreen.com.